Ashcroft. This is now continuation of public comment on items not on the agenda. Jim Ashcroft, Joey Ricano, and then, let's see, Mr. Dugan, you're here also for number 19. So, what is that?
That's public forum.
Public forum, okay.
The other one's closed session.
Okay.
Can I say something? This is getting a little confusing because number 19, so we're taking it out of order again. We have item 15, which will be addressed after 8:45, item 16 after 9:45. So conceivably, there's people who may want to come for public comment who realize it's going to be well after 9:45.
Right.
We've got these two huge items,
right,
which we haven't even got to yet. So they may be coming at 2 or something. And then are we going to open up again? Or?
You know, well, the answer is most likely not, but I don't want to close the door.
Okay.
I understand what's going on. As soon as we take it, I was just trying to make use of our time.
No, I totally agree with what you did. I'm just saying there may be people who logically would think, well, if I come at 1 or if I come at 11, I should be there in plenty of time for public comment because it's after these huge items.
Let's see what happens. Mr. Dugan, you'll have 3 minutes to address the board on any items not on the agenda.
But I am also under the Bagley King Act.
Well, let's do this. When you come up, then we'll engage in a discussion with you about how much time you'll have.
Not all my time.
Okay. Mr. Ashcroft.
Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Jim Ashcroft, Public Works Director, Morgan Hill. I am very appreciative of the time that you take to give us, and I will cut my 2 minutes even shorter, so maybe a minute.
We have 3 minutes.
Well, I'm happy to cut it short in the interest of giving you more time to deal with bigger matters.
Okay.
The city filed a timely appeal to your December 14, 2007 CAO, and we have filed our informal brief with your staff regarding the continued operation of our tenant well, regarding Olin's latest submittals and their January 30, 2008, fourth quarter 2007 monitoring and revised Yaugas subbasin characterization reports. Olin is again selectively presenting interpreting data, and the city will be submitting our comments for your staff's consideration. Notwithstanding that our petition that monitored states that monitored attenuation is not appropriate anywhere, we note your staff has still not commented on Olin's June 15, 2007 Yaugas subbasin cleanup work plan. We understand those comments were to give Olin further direction on preparation of an amended contingency plan should monitored attenuation not work in a timely manner. Your December 14, 2007 CAO gives Olin until April 15, 2008 to submit that amended plan. We further note ordering paragraph 26 of the December 14, 2007 CAO regarding off-site cleanup states. The approved phase cleanup approach, as conditioned and clarified, is outlined in our Central Coast Water Board's response letter to Olin's June 15, 2007 work plan, a letter that has not yet been sent. We would hate to see a late staff review give Olin excuse to further delay the off-site groundwater cleanup. Thank you.
Thank you. The staff have
a quick response. I actually talked to Hector Hernandez and asked him about that on Tuesday, and because we have had a delay in our issuing that letter, and this is what I asked Hector: is there any delay in terms of Olin proceeding with what they need to proceed with? We have the cleanup abatement order. We're making the work plan approval letter consistent with the changes that were made in the cleanup abatement order. So Hector's response is it's not slowing things down in the slightest. That being said, we still need to get that letter out, and we hope to have it out within probably a week from now.
Thank you for the response.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Ricano.
Thank you, Chair Young. Ladies and gentlemen of the board, staff, friends, Joey Ricano, the California Ocean Outfall Group, dedicated to ending waivers of the Clean Water Act. Today I'm here to address you, and thank you for opening public comment up again. I appreciate it. I'm here to address you about the Marine Life Protection Act initiative, which was passed through the legislature in 1999 and then subsequently signed into law by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, creating a series of marine protected areas up and down the coast of California. As you know, these marine protected areas have different categories coming in with varied levels of protection, the most protective of which is a state marine reserve where no take of living marine organisms is allowed. And, there's also more about that and a lack of disturbances allowed in Fish and Game Code 2850, page 52 of the Marine Life Protection Act Master Plan. Recently, we had yet another unfortunate spill at the California Men's Colony. As you know, with this state marine reserve, it's got an interesting placement in the Morro Bay East Estuary, wherein all waterways in the entire watershed, the Estero Bay Hydrologic Unit, all lead right into the Morro Bay East Estuary State Marine Reserve. The spill that occurred, the 20,000 plus gallons of sewage, spilled into Charro Creek, which led directly into our reserve. What I'm here today to do is to urge you and alert you to this, urging you to take action, take swift and decisive action on this, and to let you know that you are supported by my organization and others, as well as the Green Party of San Luis Obispo County. And we would support this board taking its authority as a regulatory body, probably the appropriate regulatory body, we believe, to enforce this enforce action against this type of behavior. The last time that the CMC spilled, interestingly, there was no state marine reserve. So we're treading new ground, and we're doing it here together. So I want to voice my support, and I want to urge you to action. And I thank you for this opportunity to address you.
Thank you for your comments. I don't know, Mr. Ricano, if you were here yesterday, right, when Mr. Briggs...
We talked this morning about it.
Were you here this morning?
I wasn't. I got here at 9:30.
Apparently, the enforcement staff is going to be bringing some item to the board for consideration at some point in the future.
Mm-hmm. So, well, and I have every confidence in you, and I thank you for that.
Okay. Mr. Dugan. And I think, Mr. Dugan, what you wanted was time after closed session to address the board. Is that?
No, I didn't. I was going to wait till closed session before you convene to closed session to make my comment on closed session items.
Okay.
Mr. Dugan, are you expecting to meet in closed session with the board?
No, prior to closed session, I am allowed to make comment on closed session items other than employee situations and stuff like that.
Well, I just want to say that the board is not meeting on closed session on any of the items on the list today, so they will not.
Well, it's listed on the agenda.
Right, and I just, and before they go into closed session, I would be announcing whether they would be meeting in closed session on a particular item, and they are not meeting in closed session on any item on the agenda today.
But I still have the right to speak towards anything
on
the agenda.
You have your 3 minutes during the public forum.
You'll have 3 minutes to address anything. Not on the agenda.
So you're not going into closed session as you have on the agenda?
Right.
We are going into closed session to discuss anticipation of litigation on a matter that's...
Well, how do I know that? Closed session is closed to the public.
Right. Well,
since it's on the agenda, you'll probably breach a few items here, and I'm sure you will. I don't have to trust you.
Well, you have 3 minutes now to discuss whatever you want that's not on the agenda, you can proceed.
Go ahead. 3 minutes.
Dave Dugan, Los Osos, and this is a case in point we just discussed. I have a new DVD out, Assault on Los Osos, one of a few that I have out, about the regional board and its deception concerning the hearings that we're going to consider rescinding the CDOs. Now, I want to take you back to May 25th. The Prohibition Legal Defense Fund filed in Superior Court a petition. Prohibition Zone Legal Defense Fund et al. Versus the Central Coast Water Board, cease and desist order, San Luis Obispo Superior Court, number CV070472, which this board, the executive officer, and the lead prosecutor were named as respondents. In June, this board, or the respondents, filed a demurrer to have those, that petition for the appeal to be vacated by the judge. In July, according to this agenda, you guys had a closed session item which you talked about this very case, which I just read off, 2 months prior to September 7th. September 7th, and in August, they met again in Superior Court to discuss the demurrer on this case, which you guys are a respondent. Then September 7th, you, under unanimous consent, directed staff to agendize a hearing for consideration for rescinding the CDOs. In October, you met in a closed session under this very same subject, not stating that you were going to discuss, reconsider having the hearing, but on just this item. And you came to the conclusion that because you did not know about this lawsuit, that you were now not going to have these hearings, and you made that decision in closed session. And you told staff to take an action, not to agendize the hearing. Did you come out of closed session and report that action? No, it's not in the minutes. Again, when you came back in December, you discussed this very same item in closed session. But does it say discuss the hearing for consideration for rescinding? No. I don't believe that under the Begley-King Act that you met the requirements for noticing. And so, therefore, I think you are in violation of the Begley-King Act, and it will come out in my DVD, which is already completed, and will be airing and broadcast on television. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay. Is there any other member of the public that wishes to address the board at this time on any item not on the agenda? Okay. Why don't we take a 10-minute break? We will resume. We will start with agenda item 15.